What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Gumbo Mix. My name is D. Dwayne, and I'm about to make you some of my best gumbo filled with the greatest music from back in the day. There's no telling what you might hear in this gumbo, but every ingredient is important to the overall mix and is sure to please your musical palate. Let me turn the stove on and bring the heat up as you enjoy this batch of D. Dwayne's Gumbo Mix. We have great news to share with you, our listeners and fans of the Gumbo Mix. The Gumbo Mix can now be heard live on radio station KSER 90.7 FM and on the net at kser.org. The show airs every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so be sure to tune in and put your request in the Gumbo Pot live and on the air. That's every Saturday from 5 to 7 on kser.org and 90.7 KSER FM. Now, you know, I was just 14 years old and I was at the neighborhood record store in 1970 and I was looking for something funky. The shop owner showed me this East Bay Grease album by some band I never heard of called Tower of Power. He played the first song and I thought to myself, that's kind of funky. Then he dropped the needle on the song called Back on the Streets Again, and that did it. I paid the man the money and rushed home to play this album for my younger brother, and I've been a huge fan of Tower of Power ever since. For over 50 years, Tower of Power has been creating their own kind of soul music. Well known in the 70s for tunes such as What Is Hip and You're Still a Young Man, Tower of Power toured with Sly Stone and Creedence Clearwater Revival, creating traffic jams when they started to headline their own shows. They have performed on records with Neil Diamond, Smokey Robinson, Rod Stewart, Aerosmith, and Dionne Warwick, and have influenced a generation of musicians. In the 1980s, they backed up Huey Lewis and the News on their world tour and even continued to perform their own concerts in between shows. Tower of Power's rhythm section lays down the funk and soul like no other band. Their horn-driven sound is unique, and the way they approach everything from writing and arranging to mixing and performing is totally their own. Tower of Power is definitely a working band, touring most of the year and packing venues in the United States, the Pacific Rim, and all over Europe. I recently had the pleasure of meeting and talking to Tower of Power's founder and band leader, Emilio Castillo. My name is D. Dwayne, and this is the Gumbo Mix presentation of One-on-One with Tower of Power. Hi, good morning. Emilio, please.
That's me.
Emilio Castillo, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? I was expecting your call.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to talk to you. We've met several times before at the gigs here in the Seattle area. We've shook hands a couple of times, and you've signed a few autographs for me and what have you. And I'm just tickled pink to be able to finally have a few moments here with you. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to do it.
I understand you guys are coming to our area real soon.
Yeah, in about a little over a week, we're coming up there to play Jazz Alley.
50 years, man. 50 years, Emilio. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's even more unbelievable to me.
I'll bet. Once again, I mentioned that I can't believe that it's been 50 years since the inception of Tower of Power. And did you ever expect for the group to be together for so long?
Oh, man. You know, when I started this band, I was 17 years old, barely. And my vision was such that the band that I idolized was this band called the Spiders. They got a gig in Sacramento. And I thought, man, if I could just get to Sacramento, that would be awesome. And so I far exceeded my wildest dreams.
So they were called the Spiders?
The Spiders, yeah, they were a local band. You know, they weren't famous or anything, but they were the tightest little soul band in the East Bay. I wanted to be like them.
I don't know why, Emilio, but I always thought that your inspiration for this band was Dyke and the Blazers.
No, you know, we used to play a lot of their material early in our career, but when I was 16, I saw the Spiders, and that's when I really from that point on, it was all about soul music and horns, and and just being the tightest band I could be. I wanted to be like them. And it was also right around that time that Sly and the Family Stone started playing at a club near my house, and we used to go sneak in there on the weekend. And this was before they ever made a record or anything, and they were the hottest band. And we dug watching Sly, but mostly what we wanted to borrow from Sly was the excitement of the live show. But from the Spiders, they had these great background vocals and really tight, super tight horn section and really well-rehearsed rhythm section and great vocals. And I just wanted to be like them.
Wow.
To Sacramento.
Wow, fantastic. You know, one of the things I've always wondered most about Tower of Power is how can this band be together for 50 years with 50 different musicians in and out of the band, and you guys still sound exactly like the record? How do you do that?
Well, you know, it's... I think all great artists need to find their voice and find their particular signature. And we were fortunate early on. We landed upon this unique sort of rhythmic, original style of soul music with these quirky sort of songs. We write these quirky type of songs. And, we just found our signature early on, and we've stayed true to that. And so people that come in, for one thing, it looks good on the resume to say you did time with Tower of Power now. So for years now, I mean, I get approached all the time by horn players, drummers, guitar players, bass players, organ players, singers. You know, everybody wants a call whenever there's an opening. So,
mm-hmm.
And these are people that, obviously idolize the band, and they can play, and I take their numbers. But when they come in, it's kind of like going to Tower of Power 101. You know, it's a little university here. We teach them how we do it, and we stay true to our sound.
amazing because, you know, I've seen so many different groups that have been together, you know, for a long period of time, but they always sound, they never really sound like they did back in, you know, back in their beginnings. But Tower of Power consistently, no matter how many member changes or group changes, or players that are in and out of the band, they consistently sound just like the record, Emilio. Just like, and it just blows me away. It blows me away. I hear you guys play You're Still a Young Man today, and it sounds just like the record that was released, what, 20, 30 years ago?
Well, no, more like 48 years ago.
48 years ago.
Yeah, we used to have a singer back in the 90s named Tom Bowes, and he used to say, you guys sound like Tower of Power no matter what you do. You could play the phone book, and it would sound like Tower of Power.
Well, what's the special ingredient that keeps the band together? What keeps you guys going?
Well, these days, my patented answer to that is, you know, God did it. We just showed up. I mean,
right.
First end of my career, the first 20 years, I made all the typical mistakes of a young man, you know, got into trouble with drugs and alcohol, and that sort of derailed me. And then I got sober in 1988. Shortly after that, started praying and sought out a spiritual path, and I started hiring people that were principled and, you know, people that I wanted to spend a good part of the day with, because that's what happens. And we're on the road. We're together a lot, you know, it's
right.
Family. But the other thing is that we make the music exactly the way we want it to be. We learned a long time ago not to chase trends or to try to sound like somebody else, because no matter, like you say, no matter what we do, we always sound like Tower of Power. And for a while there in the early 80s, we thought that was a curse, you know. The record companies were trying to get us to sound like other bands, and we just couldn't do it, you know, and we thought we're cursed. You know, why can't we sound like these other bands on the radio? And then after that, you know, everything sort of dried up. We just said, let's just make the music the way we always make it. And then things got better for us, and we realized it's not a curse, it's a blessing
right.
to sound like only yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it really easy to go to work every day, you know, because every day we're playing music that we really want to play exactly the way we want to play it.
Well, you know, Tower of Power and Cold Blood were on the same label a while back, San Francisco record label at the same time. You guys have you even recorded songs together? Is this a friendly East Bay brotherhood, or are you guys rivals? Are you guys friendly rivals?
I think, you know, when we were young, we were always friends. You know, we used to hang out and party together and everything. But when we were young, you know, they were sort of the big wigs in the Bay Area. They got signed before us. They had a hit album before us. And, you know, so they were traveling to Hawaii and doing what the big stars did. And we were jealous, you know. And we were, you know, there was definitely a rivalry sort of feeling in us that we wanted to, you know, overtake them, you know. But, I mean, we've known them many, many years. I'm very friendly with Lydia and all the past members of Cold Blood. And they were a great band, and I'm sure they still are. You know, I saw them about a year ago at Jazz Alley. They sounded good.
Yeah, they're still up there. Is Lydia still singing for them?
Yeah, she's the only original, actually.
Is she? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be Cold Blood if it wasn't for her, you know.
I know. You know, it seems like you guys are always on the road and on tour. This 50th year anniversary has taken you all over the world. Is there any time of the year that you guys take a break from touring?
Well, I got a little break coming up here in November. Not very long, but we do have a gig at the end of November in Honolulu. So I'm going to go over there and take a little time off a week ahead of time in Maui and just kind of air my head out, because I've been working on these new records, you know, for the last 6 years, and the last three really a lot, you know. Even besides my touring, I'd come back from tour, rest for a couple of days, and go to LA and record, you know. And so I kind of need a break, you know. But for the most part, it's 50 year anniversary. We're hitting it pretty hard.
I hear you. Now, you and Stephen Kupta, is it Kupta or Kupta?
Kupka. Yeah.
You've written some of the best songs in the business. Do you focus on the music and he focus on the lyrics, or vice versa?
No, we both do both.
You guys both do words and music.
Although in later years, Doc mostly is a lyricist, but he's got big ideas about the music, about the chords, about the modulations, and we've always done both. But you know, primarily he concentrates on being a lyricist these days.
Bad. I could make you happy. I'm not a man. is just done. You see that you were wrong. You wake up wondering just how well I've done. Well, I've done all right. Yes, there are some girls, but you know I dropped them on sight just for you.
I've never heard a tighter, more syncopated horn section than Tower of Power. Who is assigning the horn parts, and does it take a lot of rehearsal to pull it together?
You know, back in the day, we did head charts, and I was kind of in charge of voicing things out and sort of, you know, I'm always the filter as the leader of the band. People got ideas, you know, they run them through me, and I run them up the flagpole, and the buck stops here. You know, I got to decide, okay, this is working or that ain't, or part of this is working. Let's hook it up with that guy's idea, you know, that kind of thing. But then after a few years of being together, Greg Adams came in the band, and he was a really great arranger. And he was our arranger for about 25 years. And then he left the band, and we found this other guy named Dave Eskridge. And this guy is just wonderful.
Wow.
He was up in Salt Lake City when we met him. He was there for a long time, but now he's down in San Antonio. And he did our two current records. You know, we have one that's out right now called Soul Side of Town on Mack Avenue Records. And we have another one completed and in the wings, ready to come out in a year. And he did the arrangements on that and pretty much our past 15 years of stuff. You know, he's our horn arranger.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of Soul Side of Town, I've been checking the album out. It's a great album. And congratulations on the success of that album.
Yeah, it's been doing good. We're surprised. It's nice to hit the charts again.
Is this your first number one album?
Yeah, you know, it's number one on the jazz charts on Billboard, and that was a big surprise to us because, for one, you know, those kind of charts have been, you know, far away from us for a long time. You know,
we
sort of fall into our own category. We're not really a genre band, you know, but for some reason we hit those charts, and we'll take it, you know.
Absolutely. Now, with the success of Soul Side of Town and the success of artists like Bruno Mars and what have you, Emilio, is funk making a comeback?
You know, they've been asking me if funk and soul has been making a comeback for the last 40 years. So I'll tell you my patented answer. I don't pay attention. You know, I just make music. And, you know, whatever the trends are doing, well, that's up to them.
So Tower Power has stood the test of time for sure. The music is still vibrant and strong. What can we expect next from Tower Power?
Well, as I said, we have this one album in the wings. It's completely mixed, sequenced, mastered, ready to go. And that'll come out within about a year. And then we recorded our live concert on June 1st and 2nd in Oakland, celebrating 50 years. And we're doing a 50-year anniversary DVD documentary right now. We're in the mixing process. As soon as that's done, we'll do the video editing. And that should be out within a year as well.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear it. Now, you guys got so many excellent songs. I got a hard question for you, Emilio. What are your two favorite songs to perform?
I really like doing Only So Much Oil in the Ground. I enjoy playing it. You know, it's up-tempo. It just drives like a freight train going down the tracks at high speed, you know. And the lyrics are more pertinent every single day. You know, little did I know when we wrote it back in the early 70s, you know, just how important the energy crisis would be and would continue to grow and be, you know, over the years. So it just feels good to be able to have a song like that. And then, you know, I like the ballads. You know, I love playing Time Will Tell or Just When We Start Making It. Any of those Ring Your Heart Out Like a Rag soul ballads, Willing to Learn, you know, As Surely As I Stand Here. I love playing those ballads.
Yes, Surely As I Stand Here. Oh, wow, what a powerful song. Now, 50 years means that you have endured even and outlasted several music genres, including disco. Have you ever been tempted to change the musical style of the band?
No, you're not going to see, you know, a reinvention of Tower of Power. A lot of artists do that. You know, they reinvent themselves. And, it's one thing to sort of reinvent your brand, you know, in other words, make it relevant by doing certain things business-wise. But as far as the music goes, you know, we learned a long time ago to stay true to ourselves. And so you're not going to hear the new reggae Tower of Power album or the new hip-hop Tower of Power, you know. That's just not what we are.
I really appreciate that so much, man. I mean, I'm glad you guys have found your niche and stayed there and stayed in it, stayed funky, man. It's just, it's great. I love it.
Nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means it's me. What's getting bad? 'Cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only wish I didn't love you so. Makes it so, so very hard to go.
So very hard to go.
'Cause I love you so. I'd have to pay for my mistake. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl. Even though my heart aches, your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside. A helping hand in, 'cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only wish I could love you so. Makes it so very hard to go.
So very hard to go.
'Cause I love you so.
So very hard.
I love you so.
you have any favorite artists of today, Emilio? Anybody that you really like today?
Well, you mentioned Bruno Mars. I think Bruno Mars is cool. I really dig his live show. You know, I dig the fact that he brings it, you know, soul-wise. I dig Justin Timberlake. There's a lot of artists, but, you know, to be real honest, I don't listen much. You know, I'm pretty busy, and, you know, I'm either writing or, you know, touring. And then, you know, I try to have a little private life of my own, too. But you'd be surprised. You know, one of my favorite artists to listen to is is Alison Krauss and Union Station. Mm-hmm. I think they're the tower power of their genre. You know, they own their genre. They're so good, and I have all their CDs. And I listen to a lot of gospel praise music, like Fred Hammond and Yolanda Adams,
right,
and Smokey Norful and Dietrich Hatton, stuff like that.
Excellent. Wow. That's fantastic. Now, how has all of this work, 50 years of work, Milo, how has all of this blessed your life?
Well, my life, you know, my life is so different from most people's. I travel the world with a great bunch of people that, you know, love each other like a family. We see, you know, we got people coming up to us every night telling us how we changed their lives. We get to see the wonders of the world and have a family life as well, you know. I have a great connection with God, you know, that sustains me. And I have a very blessed life, and I don't deserve it, but God decided I would have it, so I'll take it.
That's wonderful, man. Well, this music has really been a blessing in my life, and I know that it has come with a lot of trials and sacrifices. And for that, Emilio, I have to say thank you to you and the band for 50 years of love and funk, man. I mean, you guys are my favorite band of all time, for real. And
well, thank you, and believe me when I say it's been my pleasure. Hi, everyone. This is Emilio Castillo, the band leader for Tower of Power, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix, 90.7 KSER, with D. Dwayne. What is hip?
Tell me if you think you know what is hip.
Thank you so much to Emilio Castillo of Tower Power for his time and an excellent interview. Also, thank you to Fiona Bloom and Peter Rinker. Everybody knows that Tower Power is one of my favorite bands of all time, and this interview especially meant a lot to me. I'm Dee Dwayne, and thank you for listening to The Gumbo Mix.